Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Bill McDonald back in Kalamazoo getting ready for our nightcap. Lakeshore and Mattawana, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM St. Joseph Benton Harbor. The starting lineups. First of all, for Mattawana, head coach Ward Helikowski. His guards are Kelby Maven. Kelby is a 6'2 junior along with B.J. Saunders. B.J. a 6'2 senior. The forwards for Mattawana are Chris Becker. Chris is a 6'5 senior along with Jaden Maven, a 6'5 junior. And the starting center is Nolan Foster. Nolan is a 6'10 junior. For Lakeshore and head coach Sean Schrader, guards are Micah Seats. Micah, a 5'11 junior, along with Austin Kaiser. Austin's a 5'9 sophomore. The forwards for Lakeshore, Dylan Singh, a 6'1 junior, along with 6'3 senior John Bowman. And the starting center is Dylan Clem. Dylan, a 6'4 sophomore. Those are the starters. We're ready to tip things off already here. It's Lakeshore and Mattawan, the second game of our Class A district opening doubleheader here in Kalamazoo. And the opening tip is taken by Mattawan. Saunders will have it out high, get it in between the circles to Maben. Maben, nice feed down low, goes to the big man, Nolan Foster. Nolan will lay it up and good, and Mattawan takes the early 2-0 lead. Lakeshore quickly up over the timeline. Kaiser has it out high. He's picked up defensively by Kelby Maben. Austin will go left side to Seats. Micah will find Dylan Singh along the baseline. Here's Bowman. Pass down low is kicked out of bounds off of Mattawan. It's going to stay with Lakeshore. Lancers will inbound from the baseline of the offensive end. Just underway. 2-0 is the Mattawan lead. Lancers will inbound. Here's Kaiser. Get it into the paint. John Bowman. Short jumper rolls out. No good. Bowman, the rebound, loses it on the floor, and it's picked up by Saunders for Mattawan. BJ has it now in between the circles, looking at a 2-3 Lakeshore zone into the corner left side. He'll find Maben. Kelby, dump it down into the paint. Turnaround jumper by Jaden Maben is up and no good. And the rebound pulled down by Mattawan. Get it out to Saunders. Saunders will bring it back out high and reset the offense. One-on-one against Dylan Singh. Saunders will go left side for Chris Becker. Top of the key goes to Foster. Right side, here's Saunders. B.J. right in front of the Lakeshore bench and head coach Sean Schrader. B.J. to the top of the key, to the free throw line, backs it out high, one-on-one against Singh. Nice job defensively by Singh. Nice job by Saunders to keep the dribble. He'll go right side to Kelby Maben. Maben, pull up right side of the lane, not going to take the shot. Ball deflected away. It's picked up by Lakeshore. Nice job defensively there by Austin Kaiser. Austin will get it up over the timeline, set up the offense. He's picked up by Kelby Maben defensively. Kaiser, leave it off for Seats. Micah brings it to the right wing. Get it to Singh. Now back out high to Kaiser. Austin brings it to the right side. 2 minutes gone here in the opening quarter. 2-0 is the Mattawan lead. Lakeshore the basketball. Here's Seats from the right side. Three-point jumper's good. Micah Seats, his first bucket comes outside the arc. It's a 3-2 Lakeshore lead. Mattawan the basketball. Top of the key, here's Becker. His pass into the paint, stolen away by Bowman. John will drive the lane, lay it up at the right hand, and he got it. Bowman's got two. 5-2 Lakeshore the lead. Mattawan the basketball. As the Wildcats get it up over the timeline, Kelby Maven looks over to the bench to see what offense head coach Ward Helikowski wants to run here. Get it to Foster. Top of the key to Jaden Maben. Now right side, Kelby Maben. Maben, three-point jumper, no good. Rebound to Lakeshore. Kaiser will get it to Singh. Runs the right side of the lane, lays it up, and rolls out, no good. Saunders the rebound for Mattawan. BJ up over the timeline, looking at a box and one, it looks like, here for Lakeshore. Foster has it left side of the lane, looks to drive. He loses it on the floor. It was tipped away by Clem, picked up by Seats. Micah in the right wing. Top of the key to Bowman. John directing traffic as he asks his point guard, Austin Kaiser, to come out and pick up the pass. Get it back to Bowman on the left wing to Singh. Dylan near the hash mark left side to the top of the key. Right side Seats. Micah will leave it off for Kaiser. Left side Singh. Dylan turns, faces the bucket. Now will drive to the top of the key. Goes right side to Kaiser. Back top of the key, Bowman. Nice possession here for Lakeshore. Coming out just under 4.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It's a 5-2 Lakeshore lead. Lancers the basketball. Make sure we'll bring it back out high. Reset the offense. Kaiser one-on-one against Kelby Maben. Get it to Bowman. John, right wing, goes to Kaiser. Three-point jumper rims out. And the rebound out of bounds. It is off of Lakeshore. It's going to go to Mattawan. Wildcats will inbound in the backcourt uncontested. Lakeshore already back into their half-court defense. Foster's going to toss it in to Saunders and BJ to walk up over the timeline. Has it inside the midcourt circle. Brings it to the left wing. Sets up for an open three-point jumper. Off the mark, no good. And Micah seats the rebound for Lakeshore. Micah down the lane, kicking right side to Kaiser. He'll look to drive. Now top of the key, Bowman. He's open for three. That jumper is deflected by Foster, and the loose ball picked up by Mattawan. Left side, here's Kelby Maben. Maben's pass down low is knocked out of bounds off Lakeshore. It's going to stay with Mattawan. High school basketball on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store, offering design and installation services located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgeman, a quarter mile north of I-94, exit 16. Mattawan to inbound along the baseline of the offensive end. Chris Becker to toss it in. Becker, get it left side of the lane to Foster. Look to drive. It's tipped away by Singh. Loose ball scrambled for. Comes to Lakeshore. Then picked back up by B.J. Saunders. He'll drive it in from the left side. Lay it up with the right hand and good. B.J. Saunders with a nice explosive move from the left side. He's got two. It's 5-4. Lakeshore the lead. And the basketball. 3:15 to go in the first quarter. A rapidly played first quarter so far. Kaiser has it out high for the Lancers. He's picked up by Kelby Maben defensively to Dylan Singh. Singh, right side, brings it to the top of the key. Almost stolen out high by Saunders, but Singh gets it back. Leave it off left side of the midcourt circle for Kaiser. Free throw line, Bowman, left side. I should say right side, it goes to Singh. Bounces it out down low. Now kick it back out high to Bowman. John at the free throw line. He'll kick it back out high to the midcourt circle to Kaiser and Austin to reset the offense. 2:45 to go in the opening quarter. Lakeshore up 5-4 with the basketball. Here's Clem. Go right side, Singh. Top of the key. Kaiser open for three. Got it. Austin Kaiser, a three-point jumper. His first bucket of the night. 8-4 is the Lakeshore lead. Timeout on the floor. We'll step aside. 2.5 to play opening quarter. It's Lakeshore 8, Mattawan 4 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Be a part of the conversation about high school sports. Grab your cell phone and follow the MHSAA on Twitter at MHSAA. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram for tournament in-game updates, event announcements, and high school sports news around the state year-round. You can connect with the MHSAA today. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Two and a half to play opening quarter in Kalamazoo. The Class A district opener has Lakeshore leading Mattawan 8-4. The earlier game tonight had Portage Northern beating St. Joe 45-43. Also tonight, Benton Harbor was a 79-46 winner over Niles. Mattawan, the basketball coming out of the timeout. Top of the key, here's Jaden Maben. Maben will bring it to the left wing. Leave it off for B.J. Saunders from the left side. B.J. comes back out high to Kelby Maben. Maben, right side to Becker. Goes baseline. Kick it back top of the key. Saunders, left side. Here's Jaden Maben. Drives it into the lane. Tipped away by Lakeshore. And here come the Lancers. Micah Seats, right side. Corner right side to J.J. Bushu, who checked in during the timeout. He checked in. For the Lancers, along with Connor Roberts. Now, Seats, right side, three-point jumper, no good. Foster the rebound for Northern. Going to leave it off for Saunders. B.J. in the left wing brings it to the top of the key. Wants to drive. He's denied by Bushu. Tries it again. J.J. doesn't allow it, so B.J. brings it back out to the midcourt circle. Goes right side to Maben. Kelby, pass along the baseline, lost out of bounds. Turnover goes back to Lakeshore. A couple of substitutions for the Wildcats. Ryan Dorf will check into the lineup for the first time tonight. Luke Pelak will check in. And Matthew Pelak also checking in for the Wildcats. Substitution for Lakeshore. Andrew Steffes will check in. High school basketball on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Call Victoria at 470-3923. Lakeshore 8, Mattawan 4. Lakeshore the basketball, minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Austin Kaiser, right side, three-point jumper from the corner, no good. Saunders the rebound for Mattawan. BJ will go in the corner left side to Dorf, comes back out high around the perimeter right side to Matthew Pelak. Pelak top of the key, get it to Ryan Dorf. Dorf left side to Pelak. Now Foster at the top of the key, fakes the three. Now will drive the lane, lay it up, and before the shot, a whistle and a foul on Lakeshore. This one might be on Andrew Steffes. Let's see. Andrew is going to pick up his first personal foul. I think the scorer's table wants a clarification from the official as far as who the foul was on. It is on Andrew, his first, team's first. Mattawan to inbound underneath. Comes to Foster. Kick a left side, Saunders. Thought about a three. Seats is right there to contest it. Now Saunders goes baseline. Now his throw out high is going to be lost out of bounds into the Mattawan bench, and the turnover is going to get back to Lakeshore. Nice defensive effort again by the Lancers. 43 seconds to go in the opening quarter, and Lakeshore leads it 8-4. Lancers with Austin Kaiser out high will get it to Seats. Micah near the hash mark left side brings it to the top of the key. Ball tipped away. Scramble for it out of bounds. It is off of Mattawan. It will stay with Lakeshore. Wildcats will, I take that back, the Lancers will inbound along the far sideline. Before the inbound pass, I think Mattawan wants a substitution. And they're going to get it as Kelby Mabin will check in. So Mabin will check back into the lineup for Mattawan. DJ Saunders will get a breather. Connor Roberts to toss it in from the far side at midcourt for Lakeshore. We'll get it to Kaiser. Austin inside the midcourt circle under 30 seconds to go. Opening quarter. Lakeshore leads it 8-4. Top of the key, it'll go to Steffes. Now to Bushu in the right wing. JJ top of the key to Kaiser. Looks left side, nothing there. Austin looks to drive, denied. Right side to Bushu with 14 seconds to go. Step to the right side of the lane. Pull-up jumper, no good. Loose ball rebound comes out to Mattawan. Outlet right side, here's Matthew Pelak. Pelak along the near sideline. Get it near the corner right side. Three-point jumper, no good for Dorf. Rebound, Foster put back is good at the buzzer. Nolan Foster ends the quarter with a jumper just inside the free throw line. We'll take a break. We've played one in Kalamazoo. The score is Lakeshore 8, Mattawan 6 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Hi, this is Melissa Grau, Lake Michigan College Athletic Director. At Lake Michigan College, our student athletes excel on the court or field and in the classroom. Many of our students start at LMC and save thousands on tuition before transferring to the big schools. Whether your passion is music, healthcare, computer information systems, or business, Lake Michigan College is here to help you achieve your college dreams. Schedule a campus visit or apply for free at lakemichigancollege.edu. Go Redhawks!
Rogers Foodland has a complete gluten-free section that allows you to, once again, enjoy your favorites like bread, pizza, cheese, or boar's head meats. At Rogers, we're not like those huge box stores with appliances and clothing, and we're not like the grocery store chains that make you shop several aisles just to get a carton of milk. And you don't need a special card to get a special deal. At Rogers, everyone's special and gets their best deals all the time.
Hi, this is Roger. Our family helping your family like only a family can. That's Rogers Foodland, and thank you.
95.7, 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back in Kalamazoo. We played one of this Class A district opener. Lakeshore 8, Kalamazoo Central 6. Lakeshore led by Micah Seats and Austin Kaiser, each with 3 points. Mattawan led by Nolan Foster. He's got four. Lakeshore the basketball on the alternate possession to begin the second quarter. Seats has it top of the key. Goes to Kaiser in the right corner. He'll kick it back out high to J.J. Bushu. Left side back to Seats. Michael will dribble it to the top of the key. Look to drive. Get it to Roberts right side. Just on top of the arc. His jumper there. He got to say he was outside the arc. His jumper for three is good. Connor Roberts gets the favorable call from the official. So Connor with 3 points, 11-6 is the Lakeshore lead. Mattawan the basketball from the top of the key. Dorf will get it left side for Kelby Mabin. Mabin get it into the right wing for Pelak. Matthew running jumper, no good. Roberts the rebound for Lakeshore. Outlet to Seats. Micah from the left side. Wants to drive. He's denied to Roberts. Now to Bushu. Right side to Kaiser. Austin brings it to the free throw line. Dump pass right side of the lane to Steffes. Back to Kaiser. Austin will bring it back out high to reset the offense. Austin goes left side to Roberts. Connor along the far sideline and the near sideline. Check that in front of the Mattawan bench. It's J.J. Bushu. Bushu back to Kaiser. In some traffic. And we're going to have a timeout Lakeshore. So we'll step aside. 6:39 to go in the half. Lakeshore 11, Mattawan 6, the 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
You know that car wash by Meijer? The really fast one that gets your car super clean? Know why it's so fast and precise? It was engineered and manufactured in Germany to scan every car to give it the best custom wash. For a limited time, you can get a monthly unlimited car wash pass for just $12.50 or three washes for just $10 on RadioSuperSaver.com. Go to RadioSuperSaver.com, search Victory Lube, choose the deal you want, and enjoy the fastest car wash in the area. It's fantastisch! Yeah, that's German for fantastic.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
6:39 to go, second quarter of the Class A District Opener. Lakeshore 11, Mattawan 6. After the timeout, Lakeshore will inbound along the near sideline in the offensive end in front of the Mattawan bench. Bushu will have it out high, get it to Dylan Singh. Singh to Roberts, now to Bushu. Left side, here's Seats. Micah one-on-one against B.J. Saunders. Brings it to the free throw line. Drives the lane. His pass down low is knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by Lakeshore. It's going to go back to Mattawan. Mattawan the basketball. They trail it by five. Almost 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Matthew Pelak inside the midcourt circle. He's going to be picked up by Bushu defensively. Brings it to the left side near the hash mark. Top of the key, Saunders will toss it right side. Three-point jumper away. That's no good for Luke Pelak. And the rebound Seats for Lakeshore. Micah will drive the lane. Pull-up jumper right side of the lane. Bounces out. No good. Gets his own rebound. Micah back up with it. That rolls out. No good. Foster the rebound for Mattawan. Into the offensive end. Here's Pelak. And he'll travel with it. Looking to make his way toward the baseline. Turnover is going to give it back to Lakeshore. 5:49 to go in the half. 11-6 is the Lakeshore lead. Lancers will inbound in the backcourt. Be John Bowman to toss it in along the far side. He'll get it to Bushu. J.J. one-on-one against Matthew Pelak. Bushu will get it to Seats. Micah looks to toss it down low, and John Bowman goes up with a jumper. No, but he's fouled on the way up. Fouls on Matthew Pelak, his first, team's first. John Bowman goes to the free throw line to shoot two for Lakeshore. John's got 2 points on the night, his first trip to the line. As a matter of fact, first trip for anybody tonight. And the first free throw, good. One more coming up for John, the 6'3 senior. A couple of other final scores from earlier tonight. Class D action had Lake Michigan Catholic over Lawrence, 68-23. Dream Academy defeated River Valley, 96-45. Second free throw for Bowman. Rims out, no good. And the rebound, Mattawan. And Chris Becker. Becker will get it to Saunders, and B.J. will get it up over the timeline. He's going to be picked up by Dylan Singh defensively. Right side, Pelak. He'll look to drive. He's denied. Now to Becker near the corner right side. He'll go baseline, pull-up jumper. It's off the mark, no good. And the rebound to Lakeshore and Ben Brower. Brower will get it to Bushu. Right side to Singh. Dylan give and go. Steffes back to Singh. Comes back left side for Bushu. Bushu out high will get it to Singh, looking for Clem in the corner right side. Nothing there to Brower. Now left side, here's Bushu. One-on-one against Pelak. Top of the key. It'll go to Clem. Now to Brower. Lakeshore, nice perimeter passing once again. Top of the key, Bowman. John thought about a three. Looks to drive. He's denied. He'll bring it back out high. Now to Bushu. J.J. in the right wing to Brower. Back to Bowman, left side. John will look to drive from there. And he is fouled on his way into the paint. Now on foul. On Chris Becker, his first. Team second. It'll be Lakeshore basketball underneath. On the dead board, Ward Helikowski is going to go back to the bench as Nolan Foster will check back into the lineup for the Wildcats. Matthew Pelak will check out. Lakeshore to inbound along the baseline of the offensive end. It'll come to Clem. Out to Singh. Corner right side. Here's Bushu. Three-point jumper off the front of the rim and no good. It hit the support wire up above the bucket. So it's out of bounds. Back to Manawan. 4:23 to go in the half. Lakeshore leads it 12-6. The earlier game tonight won by Portage Northern. The Huskies beat St. Joe 45-43. As the Bears season comes to a close as Northern advances to the semifinals here in Kalamazoo. And three-point jumper from the left side for Becker. No good for Matawan. Rebound lost out of bounds off of Matawan. It's going to go to Lakeshore. Wildcats already back on the half-court side, setting up for their man-to-man defense. Bushu will get it top of the key. Brower. Ben picks up the dribble. Goes right side. Bushu bounces it down low for Clem. Dylan in some traffic. Goes back out high to Bushu. Now to Singh. Left side. Here's Bowman. John open for three. Got it. John Bowman's got 6 points. It's 15-6. Lakeshore opening the lead up to 9. Coming up on 3.5 minutes to go in the half. Left side. Here's B.J. Saunders. Top of the key to Foster. Right side will find Kelby Maben. Maben left wing. Go to Saunders to the free throw line. Pull up jumper off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It is off of Lakeshore. It will go to Matawan. Wildcats to inbound along the near sideline on the offensive end. They'll throw it in front of the Lakeshore bench. And inbound pass tipped away. Scramble for the loose ball. Comes to Lakeshore. And then loose on the floor once again. Still in Lakeshore's possession. John Bowman up the near sideline. Bowman will get it out to Bushu inside the midcourt circle. And JJ to set up the offense. Left wing to Bowman. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the half. And Lakeshore up 15-6. Bowman will get it to Bushu. JJ goes back to Bowman on the left wing. John to the top of the key, down the right side of the lane. His pass right side tipped away, but it's picked up by Bushu. Get it to Singh now. Dylan working in the left wing. He'll look to drive the right side of the lane. Leaves it off for Bushu. Top of the key, Bowman fakes the three. Now to Brower. Ben goes back to Bowman, and John hands it off to Bushu to reset the offense one-on-one against Kelby Maben. To Singh. Dylan drives the right side of the lane. Pull-up jumper off the glass. No good. Rebound comes out to Matawan. Jaden Maben into the offensive end. His pass intended for Chris Becker is lost out of bounds, and the turnover is going to go back to Lakeshore. Matthew Pelak on the dead ball will check back in for Matawan. 2.5 to play till halftime. Lakeshore leads at 15-9. They'll inbound in the backcourt uncontested. J.J. Bushu will walk up over the timeline. He'll be met by Matthew Pelak defensively inside the midcourt circle. So brings it to the right side. He'll leave it off for Brower. Ben bouncing to the corner right side to Bowman. John will look to drive. He's denied. Nice job to keep the dribble as he loses his footing. Now he picks up the dribble, looks for an outlet. Here's Clem along the baseline. Spins right side of the lane, lays it up and good. Dylan Clem with a nice move on the right side of the lane. His first bucket tonight, 17-6. Lakeshore up by 11. Now Foster follow-away jumper in the paint for Matawan. No good, and he's fouled on the way up. Lakeshore foul is going to be on Dylan Clem. Dylan his first, team second. Two fouls on Matawan, one on Lakeshore. Lancers lead it by 11, minute 55 to go in the half. Nolan Foster at the line to shoot two. His first trip to the line tonight. First one is good. One more coming up for Nolan, the 6'10 junior. Substitutions for Lakeshore is Micah Seitz and Austin Kaiser re-enter the lineup for coach Sean Schrader and the Lancers. Second free throw coming up for Foster. Now has 5 points on the night. Winner of this one will take on Kalamazoo Central on Wednesday night in the semifinals. Second free throw is good for Foster. Give him 6 points on the night. 17-8. Lakeshore up by 9 with the basketball. Under 2 minutes to go till halftime. Bowman has it in the left wing. drives it into the lane. Pull-up jumper is blocked by Foster. Loose ball picked up by Mattawan. Matthew Pelak from the right side. Get it top of the key to Maben. Kelby's three-point jumper is no good. Bowman the rebound for Lakeshore. Outlet to Singh. Dillon right side of the lane. Loses the handle on it. Gets it back. Lays it up and good. Nice job by Dillon Singh to maintain possession. He's got two. 19-8. Lakeshore up by 11. Mattawan the basketball. Minute 15 to go till halftime. Pass out high to Foster. Nice job by Nolan to save it from going into the backcourt. In the midcourt circle, he'll leave the left side of the lane to Becker. He'll lay it up. He got it, and a foul. Chris Becker strong to the hole, left side of the lane along the baseline. He'll be at the line to shoot one, looking to complete the three-point play. And the Lakeshore foul underneath is on Dillon Clem. That's his second. Third on Lakeshore. Substitution for Mattawan. Jalen Jones will check in for the first time tonight. And for Lakeshore, Andrew Steffes will re-enter the lineup as Dillon Clem will check out with the two personal fouls. Got Chris Becker at the line to shoot one for Mattawan. Minute 3 to go in the half. Lakeshore leads it by 9. The free throw is good. Chris Becker, 1 of 1. Mattawan, 3 of 3 from the stripe here in the half. 19-11. Lakeshore up by 8 with the basketball. Under a minute to go till halftime. Kaiser, 1-on-1 against Jones, will get it left side and leave it off for Bowman. John goes right side. Kaiser drives it in, lays it up from the right side, and he got it. Nice job from the right side. Austin Kaiser, he's got 5. 21-11. Lakeshore the lead. Mattawan the basketball. Saunders dribbles inside the midcourt circle. Looks over the bench and gets the offensive instruction here. He's picked up by Singh defensively. BJ to the right of the midcourt circle. He's going to leave it off right side for Matthew Pelak. Top of the key, Saunders. Now left side will get it to Jones. Jalen to Foster. Corner left side. Fakes the three. Pull-up jumper. Left side of the lane is good. Nolan Foster with a nice touch from the left side of the lane. He's got 8. 21-13 is the Lakeshore lead. Lancers the basketball. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. Singh, scoop pass left side to Kaiser. He'll drive the lane, lay it up. No, it's deflected out high to Micah Seitz, right side. Three-point jumper is good. Micah Seitz ends the second quarter with a three-point jumper from the right side, and that's doing it for the first quarter of play. We'll take a break. Score after one is Lakeshore 24, Mattawan 13, on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
When you do hire someone, you are taking a risk. You might be taking a little bit more of a risk if you hire somebody who's disabled, but we want to reduce that risk. Having an employer know that Gateway is there with a new staff member, training that individual, that helps to reduce the risk in hiring somebody, whether they're disabled or not. This is Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We want employers to consider our vulnerable citizens as a viable part of their workforce. Employers can reach out to us directly. We'll point them in the right direction. They can visit our website at gatewayvro.com.
In an age of raging political correctness, there's nothing politically correct about sportsmanship. It's always been the right thing to do. It's the golden rule at its finest. It's respect in its purest form. Nothing beats good sportsmanship. To learn more about sportsmanship, visit MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
This is Ed Siemens for Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, ProMaster, and Mazda in Bridgman. I want to talk to you about kind of an exciting subject, and that's loaner cars. You know, if you buy a car and you need some maintenance or a warranty work or a recall or whatever, and your dealer you bought it from says, well, I got a shuttle, I'll take you back home, or I got two loaner cars, but they're all tied up right now. You know, if you buy a car from us, we've got 22 of us sitting here. And what does that tell you as a customer? That we're committed to service, and if you want a dealer that is interested in the service after the sale, you might really be glad you did. Thanks for listening. Bye.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Halftime here in Kalamazoo. Our score is Lakeshore 24, Mattawan 13. To share a couple of other scores around Southwest Michigan, our first game here in Kalamazoo, the Class A District Opener, had Portage Northern over St. Joe 45-43. In Class B play, at Berrien Springs, as you heard here on WSJM Sports. Benton Harbor defeated Niles 79-46 in Class D play earlier tonight. It was Lake Michigan Catholic over Lawrence 68-23. Dream Academy topped River Valley 96-45 in Class C action tonight. It was Hartford over New Buffalo 67-58. But again, our winners so far tonight have been Portage Northern over St. Joe, Benton Harbor over Niles, Lake Michigan Catholic over Lawrence, Dream Academy over River Valley, and Hartford over New Buffalo. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at our halftime stats. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports. It's brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store offering design and installation services located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgman, a quarter mile north of I-94, exit 16. Halftime score is Lakeshore 24, Mattawan 13 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you signed up for our e-coupons yet? Visit our website at hardings.com to sign up and start saving with e-coupons and earn some money for your favorite local charity.
Here are this week's specials. Ground chuck, $2.99 a pound. Extra large red or green seedless grapes, $1.49 a pound. Prego pasta sauce, $1.59. And Nabisco Oreo cookies, two packages for $5.
It's hot, hot, hot. Oven hot pizza delivered. Not sorta hot or meh, kinda lukewarm, but seriously oven hot pizza delivered from Pizza Hut. Thanks to the revolutionary triple insulated delivery pouches, your favorite Pizza Hut pizza comes delivered to your door oven hot. Check it out for yourself today. Order online at pizzahut.com now for your favorite pizza delivered oven hot and delicious. No one, and that means no one, out pizzas the Hut.
95.7, 1400 WSJM Sports.
High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports is brought to you in part by Victoria Everhart of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Call Victoria at 470-3923. Halftime score here in Kalamazoo, the Class A district opener. It is Lakeshore 24 and Mattawan 13. Lakeshore is being paced by Micah Seitz and John Bowman, each with 6 points on the night. Austin Kaiser's got five. 3 points for Connor Roberts, two apiece for Dylan Singh and Dylan Clem. Three players in the scorebook for Mattawan. They're led by Nolan Foster. The 6'10 junior's got 8 points on the night. The lead all scorers, Chris Becker's got three. B.J. Saunders, his got two. We will take a break. And when we come back, we've got the second half. Our score at the half is Lakeshore 24, Mattawan 13. Second half coming up after this word from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
It's about family, dissecting the block charge call, and 5 weekends of live streaming. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The community aspect of high school sports is alive and well in Eaton Rapids. This suitcase community, about 25 minutes southwest of Lansing, has long been known for its strong wrestling program, and helping keep that flame lit this year is Austin O'Haron, a senior who is the reigning Division II individual champion at 145 pounds. He's leading the Greyhounds into this weekend's team finals in Kalamazoo as the number 4 seed, and says it's the family aspect of Eaton Rapids wrestling that's very, very special.
My freshman year, I knew all the seniors, I knew all the juniors, I pretty much knew everybody. There were kids that I'd wrestled with in the youth, and so we were already like family, and that's what I think makes Eaton Rapids better than most teams, just because we're all real close and homegrown. We all wrestle together in the youth programs, and now we're wrestling in high school together.
You can read more about Austin O'Haron on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health Game Balls this week go out to Kevin Behegan, Seth Hellman, Leo Wheeler, and Colton Hadala, the Houghton Boys 400-yard freestyle relay team, which won the last event in the day and with it the title at the Upper Peninsula Swimming and Diving Finals Saturday at Marquette. And the Girls Gladstone 200 medley relay team of Claire Trumbrua, Sydney Haru, Abby Rolu, and Taylor McFarlane, which set a UP finals record in leading the Braves to a championship last weekend. Choose the food first mentality. Nutrient-rich foods provide all the energy and nutrition your body needs for optimal performance. The bonus? Whole foods are cheaper than any sports supplements. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
It's often been said that the most difficult call to make in all of sports officiating is the block charge in basketball. When you're watching your next basketball game, the key for the official in getting the play correct is determining whether or not the defender gets in a legal guarding position. Many times we'll hear announcers and commentators talk about the defender having his feet planted or stationary. That actually isn't required by the rule. The rules require the defender to be in a legal guarding position, which is a position where it's facing the offensive player, and they have established a position in advance of the offensive player. If the defender's in a legal position, the contact is now a charge.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go to the MHSAA website now to be a referee. Winter championships are now underway in earnest, and for the next 5 weekends, if you can't get to the finals, MHSAA TV and the NFHS Network will have live streaming video of a number of events. It starts Friday at noon from Kalamazoo with the team wrestling finals. Division 4 action leading off, followed by Division 1 at about 2:15, Division 3 at 4:30, and Division 2 at 6:45. On Saturday, the semifinals take place in Divisions 1 and 4 at 9 a.m., followed at 11:15 by Divisions 2 and 3. The four finals culminate the week's action Saturday afternoon at 3:30. Next weekend, we'll have 20 cameras manning the mats at Ford Field for the individual wrestling finals on March 2nd and 3rd, and on those same days, the girls' competitive cheer finals will stream live from Grand Rapids. March 8th and 10th, the semifinals and finals of the ice hockey finals will take place from Plymouth, and the Lower Peninsula boys' swimming and diving finals will be shown on the 10th. All of the basketball quarterfinal and semifinal games will be streamed live again the following 2 weekends on MHSAA.tv, and Fox Sports Detroit will be live for the championship games in those two sports. A $9.95 subscription to MHSAA TV gives you access to all of the games being shown on the NFHS Network over that five-weekend span, as well as allowing you to watch state championship action from around the country on the NFHS Network. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Getting ready to begin the third quarter here in Kalamazoo. Our halftime score in this Class A district opener, St. Joe 24, Mattawan 13. The winner of this one will advance to take on Kalamazoo Central Wednesday night in a Class A district semifinal. The other district semifinal here in Kalamazoo Wednesday will have Portage Northern taking on Portage Central, as Northern defeated St. Joe earlier tonight by the final score of 45-43. Northern will have the basketball on the alternate possession to begin the third quarter. And they've got it as they trail it by 11. 11 points is Lakeshore's biggest advantage of the night so far. And Mattawan, B.J. Saunders, three-point jumper from the left wing, no good. Micah Seats skies for the defensive rebound, and he is fouled by Jaden Maben. Jaden with his first personal, team's first. The broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Midwest Family Broadcasting. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and WSJM Sports. Lakeshore up by 11 with the basketball. John Bowman has it out high as he brings it to the right wing. He'll bring it top of the key. The pass almost intercepted by Becker, but it's picked back up by Dylan Singh. Get it to Bowman. John to the right side, picked up by Becker defensively. He'll get it to Kaiser, and Austin, here's head coach Sean Schrader, brings it to the midcourt circle to reset the offense. Kaiser will bring it left side, now leaves it off for Singh. Dylan at the top of the key, goes to Bowman. John looks to drive, nothing there, get it back out to Singh, now to Kaiser. Austin, one-on-one out high against B.J. Saunders. Kaiser leaves it off for Seats, left wing. Micah sidesteps the defender, drives the lane, kicks it right side of the lane. Pull-up jumper is up and good for Dylan Clem. Clem the bucket, give the assist to Seats. And Matawan away with the basketball. Saunders will drive it in from the left side, lay it up, no good. Rebound tipped around. It comes to Matawan. We've got a push underneath. That's going to be on Lakeshore and Dylan Singh. Dylan picks up his first, team's first of the half. Lakeshore leads it by 13, 26-13. Kelby Maben to toss it in. Here's Foster back to Maben all alone, right side of the lane, lays it up, no good, and a foul battling for the rebound. This one's going to be on Matawan. Jaden Maben, his second, and the team's second. Lakeshore with the basketball. They lead it by 13. A minute and a half gone here in quarter number three in Kalamazoo. Seats will get it to Kaiser. Austin bounces the left side to Singh. Dylan will drive it in. Pass down low, tipped away, but it's tracked down by Kaiser. Austin out high will get it to Seats. Micah near midcourt. One-on-one against Saunders. Bounce it left side for Kaiser. Now to Singh. Back to Kaiser. Austin, top of the key. Now right side. It goes to Seats. Three-point jumper, no good. And the rebound pulled down by, and as a matter of fact, lost out of bounds almost by Lakeshore, but a nice job by John Bowman to save it from going out. It comes out back out high to Austin Kaiser. Kaiser will get it to Seats. Micah gets it back to Kaiser. Austin inside the midcourt circle. Hash mark left side to Singh. Right side it goes to Seats. Micah bounced it free throw line to Clem. Back left side for Singh. Dylan wants to go baseline. Nothing there. 3 second violation on Lakeshore. It's going to be a turnover back to Matawan. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Lakeshore leads it 26-13. Kelby Maben to get it up over the timeline here for the Wildcats. We'll go left side to Saunders, one-on-one against Singh. Get it down low to Jaden Maben. Get it to Foster. Foster loses it on the floor, but it's tracked down by Becker. Becker comes back out to Kelby Maben. Kelby to reset the offense. To Becker, right side. Now to Foster, right side of the lane. Spinning jumper, no. Tip up by Maben is no good, but he's fouled. Battling for another rebound. It's going to be on Lakeshore underneath. Lancer foul. It's on John Bowman. His first. Team second. Matawan to inbound along the baseline on the offensive end. Maben will get it to Foster in the corner right side. Nolan one-on-one against Clem. Into the paint, he finds B.J. Saunders driving down the middle and lay it up and good. Saunders the bucket, nice assist to Foster. Lakeshore on the offensive end will lose it on the floor. It's picked up by Matawan. Wildcats to within 11. Right side, Becker, three-point jumper is good. Chris Becker's got 6 points on the night. It's 26-18, Lakeshore. And we'll have a timeout on the floor. Going to step aside. 4:31 to go in the third. Lakeshore 26, Matawan 18. On 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
I'd really like to put all my insurance services together.
Bradford Insurance Agency can do that.
Can they even help with life insurance?
Bradford Insurance Agency can do that. At Bradford Insurance Agency, we offer AAA insurance with over 100 years of roadside and travel assistance for your auto, home, and life. You deserve AAA. Call us, your AAA agents, at Bradford Insurance, 982-5262. At AAA, expect more.
Insurance underwritten by Auto Club Insurance Association Family and Companies.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
After the timeout, we're going to have 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. With our score, Lakeshore 26 and Matawan 18. Earlier tonight here on WSJM Sports, a couple of ball games as Benton Harbor defeated Niles 79-46. Portage Northern defeated St. Joe 45-43. Lakeshore will inbound from the far side at midcourt. Dylan Singh to toss it in. He'll get it to Seats, top of the key to Kaiser. Austin inside the midcourt circle, dribbles it right side, pass to the free throw line, is knocked away, battle for the loose ball. We've got a jump ball on the alternate possession. He is going to keep it with Lakeshore. 4:20 to go in the third quarter, 26-18. Is the Lakeshore lead. Kaiser, get it to Singh. Dillon comes out to seats. Mike at the hash mark right side. His pass out high is kicked out of bounds off of Mattawan, so it's going to stay with Lakeshore. High school basketball on WSJM Sports is brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store offering design and installation services located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgman, a quarter mile north of I-94, exit 16. Seats will get it to Clem. Dillon at the free throw line. Double teamed. Goes back right side to Seats. Along the baseline to Bowman. Loses it on the floor. Tracked down by Seats. Vodka comes out to Kaiser. Austin, top of the key. Left side to Singh. Now to Bowman along the baseline left side. His jumper inside the arc is good. John Bowman has got 8 points on the night. 28-18. Mattawan the basketball. They trail it by 10. Kelby Maben. Top of the key, it goes to Foster. Toss it left side to Jaden Maben. Maben fakes the jumper, now he'll drive the lane, kick it right side to Kelby. Maben fakes the jumper, now he'll drive it in. Leaning jumper right side of the lane, rolls out, no good. And the rebound pulled down by John Bowman for Lakeshore. Bowman, leave it off for Kaiser inside the midcourt circle. 3:15 to go, third quarter. Lakeshore leads it 28-18. Left side here, Singh. Dillon to the free throw line to Clem. Bounce pass down low, intercepted by Mattawan. Chris Becker away with it. He'll leave it off for Saunders. BJ from the left wing, bounce it down low. Here's Foster. Follow away jumper left side of the lane is good. Nolan Foster with a nice touch from the left side of the lane. He's got 10 points. 28-20 is the Lakeshore lead. Lance with the basketball. Singh from the left side. Bounces it out high. To Kaiser, to Seats, Micah along the baseline right side to Bowman, back out to Kaiser, left side here, Seats. Nice rotation here by Lakeshore, now to Clem. He'll drive the left side of the lane, look to lay it up, no, but he's fouled on the way up. And the Mattawan foul. It's on B.J. Saunders. His first, team's third of the half. And they'll say the foul happened before the shot, so it'll be Lakeshore basketball along the baseline and the offensive end. Austin Kaiser will toss it in. Andrew Steffes checks in during the stoppage of play along with J.J. Bushu for Lakeshore. Pass out comes to Kaiser. Austin inside the midcourt circle. He's picked up by Kelby Maben defensively. Bounce it left side to Seats. Micah comes back out to Kaiser. Now to Bushu. Right side of the lane to Bowman. Back out to Kaiser. Austin in between the circles, one-on-one against Maben. Picks up the dribble. Free throw line goes to Bowman. Now right side, here's Bushu. Coming up on 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Lakeshore up by eight with the basketball. Bushu dribbles away from traffic, loses it on the floor. Kelby Maben picks it up, lays it up, and he got it. Kelby Maben the steal and the finish at the other end. He's got two. And it's 28-22 Lakeshore. The Lancer lead down to six. Under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Seats, free throw line near Steffes, goes right side, Bushu. J.J. bounces it right side of the lane to Steffes, pass along the baseline, is lost out of bounds. Who did it touch last? The officials want to confer. One official's walking away from the other. The other one along the baseline is trying to get the other one's attention to see who he saw it went off of. And it's off of Lakeshore, goes to Mattawan. Minute 42 to go, third quarter. Lakeshore leads it by six. Mattawan the basketball. Kelby Maben. Out high, picked up by Kaiser. Toss it right side, Becker. Right side of the lane, Foster will drive it in, lay it off the glass, and he got it. Nolan Foster with 12 points. And it's a 4-point Lakeshore lead. Timeout Lakeshore. Going to step aside. Minute 24 to go, third quarter. Lakeshore 28, Mattawan 24 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Hi.
Hi, this is Melissa Grau, Lake Michigan College Athletic Director. At Lake Michigan College, our student-athletes excel on the court or field and in the classroom. Many of our students start at LMC and save thousands on tuition before transferring to the big schools. Whether your passion is music, healthcare, computer information systems, or business, Lake Michigan College is here to help you achieve your college dreams. Schedule a campus visit or apply for free at lakemichigancollege.edu. Go Redhawks!
95.7, 1400 WSJM Sports.
Minute 24 to go in the third quarter here in Kalamazoo. Our score is Lakeshore 28, Mattawan 24 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM. St. Joseph Benton Harbor. Lakeshore is led by as many as 11. The Wildcats have trimmed it to 4 here with a minute 24 to go in the third quarter. Earlier tonight here on WSJM Sports, you heard as Benton Harbor defeated Niles 79-46. St. Joe fell to Portage Northern. Northern won that one 45-43. Also earlier tonight, Lake Michigan Catholic defeated Lawrence 68-23. Dream Academy was a convincing winner over River Valley 96-45. Lakeshore the basketball after the timeout. Bushu has it out high. We'll get it to Seats. Micah along the baseline. Here's Bowman. Jumper from the right side. No good. Foster the rebound for Mattawan. Get it to Maben. Calvi right side goes to Becker. Back to Maben working in the right wing. Open three-point jumper off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound comes to Micah Seats in Lakeshore. Micah to bring it down the right side here for the Lancers. Dribbles in the right wing. Free throw line to Steffes to Singh. Now back right wing to Seats. Micah to the free throw line. Steffes left side. Bushu three-point jumper off the front of the rim. No good. Foster the rebound for Lakeshore, or for Mattawan, and a foul on Lakeshore trying to get it back. Lancer foul is on John Bowman, his second, team's third. Dylan Clem will re-enter the lineup for Lakeshore on the dead ball. Matthew Pelak will check in for Mattawan. 42 seconds to go in the quarter. And Lakeshore leads at 28-24. Mattawan the basketball. Pelak one-on-one against Bushu. Bounces the left side to Saunders. Top of the key. Foster, deep three. Got it! The 6'10 junior with a three, top of the key, and it's a one-point Lakeshore lead, 28-27. And we've got a collision out high as the pass for Lakeshore comes to the top of the key. I think Dylan Clem got the worst of that. Foul's going to be on Nolan Foster. For Nolan, his first, team's fourth. 28-27 is the Lakeshore lead. Lancers the inbound underneath, 22 seconds to go in the quarter. Clem dribbles away from traffic, comes out high to Seats. Micah in between the circles. Let's see if Lakeshore plays for one shot. He'll leave it off for Bushu. JJ standing inside the midcourt circle. Bounces the right side, kicked out of bounds off of Mattawan. It's going to stay with Lakeshore. Lancers will inbound along the near sideline on the offensive end. It'll come to Connor Roberts. Left side here, Singh fakes the three. Get it to Roberts. Spinning jumper in the paint. Rims out, no good, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. Take a break. We played three in Kalamazoo. The score, Lakeshore 28, Mattawan 27, on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Rogers Foodland has a complete gluten-free section that allows you to, once again, enjoy your favorites like bread, pizza, cheese, or boar's head meats. At Rogers, we're not like those huge box stores with appliances and clothing, and we're not like the grocery store chains that make you shop several aisles just to get a carton of milk. And you don't need a special card to get a special deal. At Rogers, everyone's special and gets their best deals all the time.
Hi, this is Roger. Our family helping your family like only a family can. That's Rogers Foodland, and thank you.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
High school basketball on WSJM Sports is brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best of service, get the best. Call Victoria at 470-3923. We have played three in Kalamazoo, this Class A district opener. It is Lakeshore 28, Mattawan 27. Wildcats have battled back from 11 points down to pull to within one. And it looks like it's going to be Mattawan basketball on the alternate possession to begin the fourth and final quarter here at Kalamazoo Central. The winner of this one will advance to take on Kalamazoo Central Wednesday night in a district semifinal. Wildcats to inbound from the far side at midcourt. Into the backcourt, it's going to come to Matthew Pelak, one-on-one against J.J. Bushu. Pelak right side, looks to go baseline, bounces it down low to Foster. Foster on the box, loses it on the floor, picked up by Seats. Outlet to Singh, Gillen down the right side of the lane, and his shot is blocked and a foul on Mattawan. Chris Becker the foul, his second, and the team's fifth. It's going to send Dylan Singh to the free throw line to shoot two for Lakeshore. John Bowman leading Lakeshore with 8 points on the night. Nolan Foster leading Mattawan. He's got a game-high 15 so far. First free throw for Singh is good. One more coming up for Dylan, the 6'1 junior. Now gives him 3 points on the night. Earlier game tonight here in Kalamazoo, won by Portage Northern over St. Joe, 45-43. Also on WSJM Sports, you heard earlier, is Benton Harbor defeated Niles, 79-46. Second free throw for Singh is good. He's got 4 points at the other end. A nice driving layup down the right side of the lane by B.J. Saunders is good. At the other end now, here's Seats, top of the key. Bushu, 30-29. Is the Lakeshore lead. Lancers the basketball. 30 seconds gone in the fourth quarter. Roberts, top of the key for the Lancers, goes left side to Seats. Micah, three-point jumper off the mark, no good, and it's out of bounds off Lakeshore. It's going to go to Mattawan. Wildcats to inbound. Uncontested in the backcourt. Coming up tomorrow night, girls high school basketball regional semifinal as Michigan Lutheran takes on Athens in Baroque. You'll have the ball game live here on WSJM Sports. Coming up after this one, we've got college basketball. First of all, a steal by Lakeshore. Bushu will leave it off for Singh. Dylan will drive it in, lay it up, and good. 6 points for Dylan Singh. Lakeshore back up by three. The West Coast Conference Championship ball game coming up as soon as we're done here in Kalamazoo. Mattawan in the offensive end. They trail it by three. A little more than a minute gone here in the fourth quarter. And Mattawan needs to call a timeout before they are called for a five-second violation. We'll step aside. 6:38 to go. Lakeshore 32, Mattawan 29 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
One of the things that sets high school sports apart from other youth sports is community. Taking pride in representing your town. Having your classmates by your side and playing in front of your neighbors. It's literally a place where everybody knows your name. You can't get this anywhere else but in high school sports. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
6:38 to go in the game. St. Joe 32, Mattawan 29. Wildcats the basketball. Chris Becker to toss it in from midcourt from the far sideline. He'll get it out high to Matthew Pelak. Pelak one-on-one against J.J. Bushu. Pass right side. Intercepted by Micah Seats. He'll drive it left side. Lay it up and good. Micah Seats has got 8 points. 34-29, back to a five-point Lakeshore lead. Mattawan the basketball. Saunders has it out high. He'll drive it down the right side, kick it right side. Here's Pelak thinking about a three, traveled with it. As he thought about it, turnover is going to go back to Lakeshore. On the dead ball, substitution for Mattawan. Kelby Mabin's going to check back into the lineup for Coach Ward Helikowski. Almost 2 minutes gone on the fourth quarter. It's Lakeshore 34, Mattawan 29. Seats has it left side for Lakeshore. Now he's tied up. We're going to have a jump ball. Alternate possession keeps it with Lakeshore. Nice job defensively by Kelby Mabin. Lakeshore is going to toss it in from the far sideline near midcourt. John Bowman to toss it in. 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. Lakeshore leads it by five. J.J. Bushu will get it left side to Seats. Micah, cross-court pass to Singh. Now to Bushu, corner right side. Bounce it down low, and it's knocked away. Picked up by Mattawan. Wildcats the basketball, down by five. Saunders to jog it into the front court. DJ in between the circles, picked up by Singh defensively, bounces it left side for Becker. Becker wants to go baseline, denied. We'll get it to Foster, and he travels with it, making his way toward the lane from the left side. Nice defense by Lakeshore, and the turnover gives it back to the Lancers. 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Lakeshore up by five with the basketball. Three-quarter court pressure here by Mattawan. Abushu breaks the timeline, bounces it right side to Seats. Micah to the free throw line. Here's Clem, and he travels with it looking for the outlet pass. Turnover is going to give it back to Mattawan. Wildcats will inbound from the near sideline in the backcourt. They'll toss it in front of the Lakeshore bench. Saunders out high. Brings it right side. Top of the key, here's Foster. Foster, pass on the left side of the lane, is tipped away and is picked up by Seats. Here comes Lakeshore after the turnover. Micah, right side, Bushu. Back to Seats. The ball is tipped out of bounds off of Mattawan into the hands of Lakeshore coach Sean Schrader. It's going to stay with the Lancers. Lakeshore to inbound. In between the edge of their bench and the scorer's table along that right sideline. Bushu will get it to Seats near the hash mark right side. Micah picks up the dribble. Back to Bushu. Left side, here's Singh. Lob it along the baseline left side to Clem. Dillon in some trouble. Give it out to Singh. Now right side, here's Seats to Bowman. Right side of the lane down to Clem. His shot is blocked by Becker. Loose ball picked up by Clem. Lakeshore still with it. In the corner left side, Singh drives the baseline, lays it up. It's blocked by Foster, but a foul on the shot. Nolan Foster is second. And the team's sixth. It's going to send Dillon Singh to the free throw line to shoot two. Dillon, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 6 points. High school basketball on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store offering design and installation services located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgman, a quarter mile north of I-94, exit 16. Singh's first free throw bounces out, no good. One more coming up for Dillon, the 6'1 junior. Again, West Coast Conference Championship college basketball coming up as soon as we're done here in Kalamazoo. In between the free throws, Ryan Dorf will check back into the lineup for Mattawan. Jaden Maben will check out for the Wildcats. Second free throw coming up for Singh. Dillon's free throw is good. 7 points for Dillon Singh, 35-29. Lancer lead back up to 6. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Dorf bounces the left side of the lane to Foster. Backs in, now top of the key. Saunders fakes the three to get it back to Foster. Foster in the paint. He is traveled. No, I'm sorry, he's fouled as he looks to put it up. Lakeshore foul is on Dillon Singh, his second. Team's fourth. It was before the shot, so it'll be Mattawan basketball underneath. Wildcats to inbound along the baseline of the offensive end. They trail it by 6. They go to Saunders left side. 3-point jumper's good. B.J. Saunders, his first 3-pointer of the night. He's got 9 points. Singh from the left wing for Lakeshore comes out to Bowman. Lakeshore up by 3 with the basketball halfway through the fourth quarter. Here's Singh to the free throw line. Bowman kick it right side. Singh for 3, up and no good. Rebound Bowman put back. That's no good, but a foul on the shot. Bowman's going to go to the line to shoot 2 for Lakeshore. Fouled underneath on Mattawan. It's on Nolan Foster. That's his third. Team 7th. John Bowman goes to the line to shoot 2. John is 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 8 points tonight. First free throw off the front of the rim and rolls in. It's good for John Bowman. One more coming up for the 6'3 senior. Gives Lakeshore the 4-point lead. Just under 4 minutes to go in the game. The winner of this one will advance to take on Kalamazoo Central Wednesday night here in Kalamazoo in the district semifinal. Second free throw for Bowman, no good. And the rebound will come to Becker for Mattawan. He'll leave it off for Kelby Maben. Maben toss it left side to Dorf. Top of the key to Becker. Back to Maben right side. Thinking about a three. He'll find Foster right side of the lane. Jumper rims out, no good. Rebound Saunders, and he's fouled on the rebound. Dillon Singh got him on the back. Dillon will pick up his third personal foul. Team's fifth. It'll be Mattawan basketball underneath. Sean Schrader goes to the bench on the dead ball. Austin Kaiser will check in for John Bowman. Madawan to inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Mabin to toss it in. He's to the left of the Madawan bucket. Top of the key, Foster. Open for three. Got it! The big man, his second three-pointer of the night. He's got 18. It's 36-35. Lakeshore up by one with the basketball. Under 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Kaiser will get it to Seats. Micah in the right wing. Looking at a 2-3 zone. Back to Kaiser, standing inside the midcourt circle. Right side, here's Bushu. To Kaiser, brings it to the left wing, shovels it for Singh along the baseline to Clem. Now right side, Bushu, bounce it right side of the lane to Seats. Micah goes left side, Singh along the baseline to Clem. Under 3 minutes to go, Lakeshore the basketball, they lead it by one. Bushu from the right side, back to Singh. Dillon in the left wing to Seats at the free throw line. Shot rejected by Foster, but it's picked up by Lakeshore. Kaiser out high, will bounce it right side to Bushu into the corner. Here's Clem. Dillon dribbles away from traffic. Outlet pass stolen away by Mabin. Kelby, a breakaway, will lay it up, and he got it. Mabin's got four. Madawan up by one, 36-37, and we've got a timeout, Lakeshore. We're going to keep it here with 2:28 to go in the game. It's Madawan 37, Lakeshore 36. High school basketball on WSJM Sports is brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service. Get the best. Call Victoria at 470-3923. The broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Midwest Family Broadcasting. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. So again, we've got 2:28 to go in the ball game here. It's Madawan 37. And Lakeshore 36, a one-point lead for the Wildcats. The winner of this one advances to take on Kalamazoo Central Wednesday night in one of the district semifinals. The other district semifinal is set as Portage Northern upset St. Joe tonight, 45-43. It'll be Portage Northern taking on Portage Central in the other district semifinal Wednesday night here in Kalamazoo. Also earlier tonight, Benton Harbor defeated Niles 79-46. So the Tigers advance to take on Coloma Wednesday night. That's going to be a Class B district semifinal doubleheader as part of that doubleheader on 103.7 FM. So again, Benton Harbor against Coloma Wednesday night, you'll hear on 103.7 FM. After the timeout, Lakeshore the basketball, they trail it by one. Austin Kaiser will get it up over the timeline. Kaiser will get it to Seats. Micah out high, stolen away. Micah gets it back, lost it on the floor, picked up by Bowman, loses it out of bounds, and the turnover goes back to Madawan. The Wildcats will have it. Up by one, 2:15 to play. Full court pressure and a foul on the inbound pass on Dillon Singh going for the steal. And Dillon will pick up his fourth and the team's sixth. It'll be Madawan to inbound along the baseline in the backcourt. He'll inbound against full court pressure. It's going to come to B.J. Saunders. That's who Madawan wants the ball in his hands. Saunders will get it left wing to Mabin. Kelby picked up by Kaiser defensively. Mabin to the top of the key, works off the screen, brings it back out to the midcourt circle to Saunders. BJ in the high left wing. Under 2 minutes to go in the game, and Madawan the basketball up by one. Saunders one-on-one against Singh. Between the legs dribble as he brings it to the hash mark right side. Saunders keeps the dribble right wing. Top of the key, here's Foster. Nolan going to leave it back off for Saunders. BJ inside the midcourt circle. Drives the lane now. Scoop pass left side. Three-point jumper in the corner is no good. Tip-up is good by Foster. 20 points for Dylan Foster. Lakeshore trailing by three with the basketball. Madawan leads it 39-36. A minute 15 to go in the game. Dillon Singh right side. Three-point jumper. Lakeshore off the back of the rim. No good. Kelby Mabin the defensive rebound. And a foul on Lakeshore. And the Lancer foul is on Dillon Clem. That's his third. Team seventh will go to the other end as Kelby Mabin will shoot 1-1 for Madawan. Kelby's first trip to the line tonight. He's got 4 points. 39-36, Mattawan their lead, their biggest advantage of the night. Lakeshore's led by as many as 11. An 11-point advantage in the first half, 11-point advantage in the third quarter, and Mattawan's fought back to take the 3-point lead with a minute 12 to go in the game. Maven's first free throw bounces off the back of the iron and down. A little kind bounce for Kelby Maven here in Kalamazoo. One more free throw coming up for the 6'2 junior. Maven a couple dribbles. Free throw is good. 5-point Mattawan lead, 41-36, coming up on a minute to go in the ball game. Micah Seitz, left wing to Kaiser. Austin picks up the dribble. His pass out high, intercepted by B.J. Saunders. Saunders will let traffic clear, brings it to the midcourt circle. Under a minute to go in the game, Mattawan the basketball up by 5. Saunders dribbling out high, and he is fouled by J.J. Bushu. His first, team's 8th. That's going to send B.J. Saunders to the free throw line to shoot 1-on-1. 52 seconds to play. Mattawan up 41-36. Saunders' first trip to the line tonight. Front end no good. Will not get the bonus. Loose ball rebound comes to Lakeshore. Bowman loses his footing. Nice job to keep the dribble. Now he'll lose it on the floor. Tipped away by Saunders. Picked up by Maben. Mattawan the basketball up by 5. We'll get it back to Saunders. Saunders 1-on-1 against Bowman. We'll get it left wing to Becker, and we're going to have a timeout. Mattawan, as Ward Helikowski wants to settle things down. We'll step aside. 35 seconds to play. Mattawan 41, Lakeshore 36 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
You know that car wash by Meijer? The really fast one that gets your car super clean? Know why it's so fast and precise? It was engineered and manufactured in Germany to scan every car to give it the best custom wash. For a limited time, you can get a monthly unlimited car wash pass for just $12.50 or three washes for just $10 on RadioSuperSaver.com. Go to RadioSuperSaver.com, search Victory Lube, choose the deal you want, and enjoy the fastest car wash in the area. It's fantastisch! Yeah, that's German for fantastic.
95.7, 1400 WSJM Sports.
Seconds to go in Kalamazoo in this Class A district opener. It is Mattawan 41, Lakeshore 36. The winner of this one advances to take on Kalamazoo Central Wednesday night in a district semifinal. The other district semifinal will be Portage Central and Portage Northern, as Northern defeated St. Joe earlier tonight, 45-43. Mattawan will have the basketball. The Lindbaum along the near sideline in the offensive end. It's going to come into the backcourt to Kelby Maben, and Maben quickly fouled by Austin Kaiser. Austin, his first foul of the night. Number 9 on Lakeshore in the half. It's going to send Kelby Maben to the free throw line to shoot 1-on-1. Kelby is 2-for-2 from the free throw line. He's got 6 points. 33 seconds to go. Mattawan up by 5. First free throw is good for Maben. He'll get the bonus. 6-point Mattawan lead. Right now it still stands at a 2-possession ball game, but if Kelby makes this one, it's a 3-possession ball game for the Wildcats. And the free throw bounces out, no good. Bowman the rebound for Lakeshore. I'll let to Kaiser. Austin, corner left side. Bushu, 3-pointer. Rims in and out, no good. Bowman the follow is good. John Bowman the follow. And as Mattawan gets it in, we've got a foul on Lakeshore. And the Lancer foul is on Dylan Clem, his 4th, team's 10th. That's going to send B.J. Saunders to the free throw line to shoot 2 in the double bonus for Mattawan. 22 seconds to play. 4-point Mattawan lead. First free throw for Saunders bounces out, no good. One more coming up for B.J. He's got 9 points. 2-possession ball game. Second free throw is good. 5-point Mattawan lead. Lakeshore the basketball, 43-38. Lancers up over the timeline. Seats will get it to Kaiser. Left wing Bowman, top of the key, open for 3 off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound loose on the floor, picked up by Bushu. His pass into the paint, tipped away. Mattawan away with it, and Mattawan's going to win it. Foster will get it to Becker, and the Wildcats win this one. They come back from being down 11 to win it 43-38. Mattawan will advance to take on Kalamazoo Central Wednesday night in a district semifinal. We'll take a break. We'll come back and start to wrap things up. Final score, Mattawan 43, Lakeshore 38, a 95-7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
When you do hire someone, you are taking a risk. You might be taking a little bit more of a risk if you hire somebody who's disabled, but we want to reduce that risk. Having an employer know that Gateway is there with a new staff member, training that individual, that helps to reduce the risk in hiring somebody, whether they're disabled or not. This is Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We want employers to consider our vulnerable citizens as a viable part of their workforce. Employers can reach out to us directly. We'll point them in the right direction. They can visit our website at gatewayvro.com.
This is Ed Siemens for Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, ProMaster, and Mazda in Bridgman. I want to talk to you about kind of an exciting subject, and that's loaner cars. You know, if you buy a car and you need some maintenance or a warranty work or a recall or whatever, and your dealer you bought it from says, well, I got a shuttle, I'll take you back home, or I got two loaner cars, but they're all tied up right now. You know, if you buy a car from us, we've got 22 of us sitting here. And what does that tell you as a customer? That we're committed to service, and if you want a dealer that is interested in the service after the sale, you might really be glad you did. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Final score in our nightcap is Mattawan 43, Lakeshore 38, as the Wildcats come back from an 11-point deficit in the third quarter to win it here over Lakeshore. Mattawan will advance to take on Kalamazoo Central Wednesday night in the Class A District semifinal matchup. We'll take a look at the final stats. First of all, for Mattawan, they were led by Nolan Foster. Nolan finishing with a game-high 20 points on the night. B.J. Saunders had 10, 7 points for Kelby Maben, and 6 for Chris Becker. For Lakeshore, they were paced by John Bowman. John finishing with 11 points tonight, 8 points for Micah Seitz, 7 for Dylan Singh, 5 points for Austin Kaiser. Dylan Clem finished with 4, and Connor Roberts with 3. We'll take a break. We'll come back and set the stage coming up for Wednesday night district semifinal matchups. Final score here in Kalamazoo is Mattawan 43, Lakeshore 38, a 95-7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you signed up for our e-coupons yet? Visit our website at Harding's.com to sign up and start saving with e-coupons and earn some money for your favorite local charity.
Here are this week's specials. Open Acres Split Chicken Breast, $1.19 a pound. Our Family or Spartan Chunk Light Tuna, 5-ounce cans, 88 cents. Nestle Coffee Mate Creamer, 32 ounces, 2 for $5.
Get in, get out, get home.
It's hot, hot, hot. Oven hot pizza delivered. Not sorta hot or meh, kinda lukewarm, but seriously oven hot pizza delivered from Pizza Hut. Thanks to the revolutionary triple insulated delivery pouches, your favorite Pizza Hut pizza comes delivered to your door oven hot. Check it out for yourself today. Order online at pizzahut.com now for your favorite pizza delivered oven hot and delicious. No one, and that means no one, out pizzas the Hut.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Final score in Kalamazoo in this Class A District Opener, Mattawan 43 and Lakeshore 38. We take a look at some of the other scores to set the stage coming up for Wednesday, with Mattawan beating Lakeshore here in this one and St. Joe falling to Portage Northern. The Class A District Semifinals coming up in 2 days, coming up on Wednesday here in Kalamazoo. It'll be Portage Northern taking on Portage Central, and then Kalamazoo Central taking on Mattawan. Benton Harbor advanced with a 79-46 win over Niles, that one in Berrien Springs. And with that, Benton Harbor will take on Coloma coming up on Wednesday night at 5:30. That ball game you'll hear in our sister station, 103.7 FM, as part of a Class B District semifinal doubleheader. Benton Harbor, Coloma, again, you'll hear that one on 103.7 FM. That's going to be followed by South Haven against either Berrien Springs or Buchanan. Also tonight, Lake Michigan Catholic advanced to the Class D District semifinals with a 68-23 win over Lawrence. Dream Academy also advanced with a 96-45 win over River Valley. That's going to wrap things up from Kalamazoo here tonight. Want to thank our producer tonight, James Steinking, making everything happen. We couldn't have made it possible tonight without his help, and a lot going on tonight through all three of our ball games. So a big thank you to James here tonight, and also to Brett Witkowski in Berrien Springs. Once again, our final scores tonight. First of all, in Berrien Springs, it was Benton Harbor over Niles, 79-46. Here in Kalamazoo, it was Portage Northern 45, St. Joe 43, and Mattawan 43-38 over Lakeshore on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
High school basketball on WSJM Sports has been brought to you by Sensational Spas, Lake Michigan College, Harding's Friendly Markets, Victory Lube, Gateway Services, Bradford Insurance, AAA, Siemens in Bridgman, Pizza Hut, Zilke Homes and Improvement, Rogers Foodland, and Mason Jar Cafe. This is 95.7 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph, Benton Harbor.